going to give out our keyword for our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest from Civic Media and WRJN in just a few minutes. We've got a very special high school graduate coming in a few minutes, too. This is not your usual graduate. That's all coming up right now. 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN for Sink and Ocean.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Air India says a London-bound plane with 242 passengers and crew on board crashed into a residential neighborhood near the airport in northwestern Ahmedabad after a Mayday call to air traffic control. The BBC's Arunde Mukherjee.
The last signal that was received was moments, seconds after takeoff. The situation on the ground remains obviously extremely chaotic at the moment. Rescue teams have been mobilized.
Aviation analyst Jeffrey Thomas.
It probably had about 30, 40 tons of fuel on board. There was a massive explosion. Now, having said that, we don't have vision yet of exactly the impact.
Video shows smoke billowing into the sky as firefighters hose down the charred remains. The U.S. is moving some non-essential personnel and family members out of the Middle East, with sources telling CBS News Israel is ready to launch a military operation against Iran. President Trump.
They are being moved out because it could be a dangerous place, and we'll see what happens.
The UN's nuclear watchdog announced today that for the first time in 20 years, Iran is not complying with its nuclear obligations. Tehran followed up in defiance, vowing to build a new facility to enrich uranium. Now to the nationwide protests over immigration raids and the city where they began. CBS's Naomi Ruckham.
A second night of curfew was enforced in downtown L.A. Wednesday after local authorities announced more than a dozen people have been charged with crimes related to recent protests.
We will know who you are, who engaged in this conduct. We will track you down. We will arrest you.
This as the standoff between President Donald Trump and California Governor Gavin Newsom intensifies after President Trump deployed the National Guard and hundreds of Marines to the state.
A federal court in San Francisco takes up the governor's case to stop the deployment today. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has named 8 new vaccine policy advisors to replace the CDC advisory panel he dismissed this week. CBS's Alexander Tin.
Kennedy's new picks include several prominent allies of Kennedy and critics of vaccines. It comes ahead of a June meeting of the CDC Advisory Committee, which is closely watched by health experts and authorities because it is tied to federal policies like which vaccines health insurance companies are required to cover.
Forbes just releasing its list of companies shaping markets around the world. J.P. Morgan tops for the third year in a row. Hank Tucker.
J.P. Morgan's market value has grown a lot. It outperformed the S&P 500. Other stock indexes.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Home sales in Racine County surged by more than 10% last month compared to May of last year. Kenosha County saw a sharp drop, with sales down nearly 12% year over year. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says despite the differing trends, both counties continue to face strong demand and tight inventory. Phillips is the pick. The Gateway Technical College Board of Trustees has named Dr. Morgan Phillips as interim president. He'll start July 1st. Phillips previously served as vice chancellor at Pima Community College in Arizona. He'll take over from outgoing Gateway president Ritu Raju. The board says they'll soon launch a national search for a permanent president. You can go deeper into Phillips' background today at RacineCountyEye.com. Tonight's band in downtown Racine might reach out and grab ya. A cover band called Abracadabra headlines the Hot Harbor Nights concert series. The downtown will be busy with music tonight and again tomorrow and Saturday. Harborfest returns this weekend with more about the downtown impacts at WRJN.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The Redbirds come to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a four-game set against the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew losing 6-2 yesterday to the Braves. Rookie right-hander Chad Patrick gave up five runs in his five innings.
I don't know, honestly. It may be a little hesitation for sure, but it was one of those days where it's a little hotter out there. Early on, just felt like I was behind in the counts. And then as we got going, was able to mix in some more breaking balls and change-ups. So just one of those days, you know.
NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead in that series. NFL, Packers minicamp, Matt LaFleur on why they're taking a look at wide receiver Bo Melton at defensive back, the same position Melton's brother Max plays for the Cardinals.
His brother's a pretty good player as well. I just thought that if there is somebody that could potentially do both, he would be that guy.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Summerfest brings the biggest names in live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across three unforgettable weekends, including performances from James Taylor, Chicago, Devo, plus Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, Sebastian Bach, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
WRJN weather. Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 67 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight dropping to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers or a thunder shower by late afternoon and a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Babies are a lot of work. I try and pitch in. I do diapers. I mean, I don't change them, but I go, you got to do this diaper. We have three other kids, too, a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. I should probably learn their names.
Four kids. Bedtime is a crisis. They act like they've never been to sleep before.
Bed? What's that? No, I don't want to do that.
Then it becomes some hostage negotiation, but in reverse. Look, if you stay in there, I will give you whatever you want. I will meet your demands. What do you want, a helicopter to Cuba? Anything. Just stay in there. There's always one awake. Like they're taking shifts.
All right, I'll annoy him from midnight to 2. Who wants 3 to 6? Now let's lie down and practice kicking him in our sleep. Because my wife has instituted this open door policy where if one of our kids has a nightmare, they're welcome to come in our room and pee in our bed. Luckily, that only happens every night.
Hey, you know what it's time for? It's 7:09 at WRJN. Time for the Civic Media WRJN Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Are you ready? All right. Now, if you downloaded the Civic Media app, you're all set. If you didn't download the Civic Media app, do it right now. Get ready. Download it. Takes about 3 seconds or so. Look for WRJN on the list and text the keyword family. Family. Text that keyword family right now. We're playing for a pair of Brewer Club level seats. And also, you'll be in the running for the vacation getaway to Door County and the Dells. So text that keyword family. Do it now. Don't wait. It really doesn't matter if you wait or not. But don't wait. Do it now. You have until 8 o'clock to text that keyword. I see they're coming in right now. So do it now, okay? It says 709 WRJN. High school graduation season right now. We've got a graduate here, Melissa Caprillion, who's our county board supervisor for District
4.
Four.
You should have saw his rapid finger movement.
I never get that right.
I thought it was sign language for a moment.
You've had a exchange student at your house all this season.
I did.
And now it's all over. You feel sad that baby's graduating.
It's hard because it's not only is he graduating, so that's definitely a moment of celebration, but he'll be going back home to Belgium. And so what gives me a little bit of, I think I can suppress some of the sorrow a little bit, is that I'm hoping in August to go and visit and check out his homeland, so...
Oh, little tears.
Oh, it's, yeah.
I don't think my family cried when I graduated.
No.
I think their thing was, good, he's getting out now. This is it. Then we got to push him out of the house. Dimitri, you're the graduate.
Yeah, finally. Yeah.
Now, you spent 1 year, you graduated, was it, what high school in Kenosha?
So I went to Harborside Academy for 1 year. It was really not like I really wanted to experience an American high school with at a big school, but Harborside was fully the opposite. It was a fun experiment, but I think I would be better in a bigger high school. But really,
how many people in your graduating class?
So 90 people.
How much?
90.
90?
So it's similar for the viewers aren't familiar with Kenosha's Harborside. It's like Walden here in Racine. So it's you have to get in there through a lottery system. So it's a bit of a smaller school, more of an alternative, but they have a little bit of a different structure to it, which is appealing to me. That's where my son goes. But my son is in the sixth grade.
Yeah, how many people were in my graduating class? 970.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it's really...
In the high school, we had over 4,000 students.
Wow.
I know, that's a lot.
That is quite a bit.
970. My yearbook's about yay thick.
And I'm sure you still have it.
Mine.
I didn't know most of the people there. Here's a little tidbit story. The girl I wound up marrying, it's not my current wife, my first wife, I went to high school with her and her twin sister. For 4 years, I never saw her in the high school. Just, you didn't see a lot of people. You got 4,000 people in a school, you don't see them. So I never saw her. When I met her, I said, would you go to high school? She goes, burner. I said, really? Because that's where I went. All right, so Dimitri, you graduated when?
So I graduated, I think, 1 week ago. Come on.
Okay, and you already have a job?
I put him to work now. He has a lot more free time for me to put him to work. Now, realize he was in many sports, Don, so it
kept
him
occupied. Yeah, you won a lot of sports.
Yeah, I did four sports during my year and abroad, and really, I really enjoy it. And to be able to do sports, even for free, like golf, because it's very expensive sports back at home, and to be able to do it for free, it's really so great. I really had fun, and... To have this competition with some high schooler is really amazing. Yeah.
Is this like putt-putt golf or real golf?
A real golf.
Oh, it's real golf. Because I do
it's not mini golf.
I got the windmill hole down to us, so I can get that ball right through the windmill. Okay, so where's your home, by the way?
So my home is back in Belgium. So
in what's Brussels. The name of the town?
So we live in. It's a really. You're never gonna be able to pronounce it. Ytre. I don't know.
Was that the name?
Yeah,
Is that the... Spell it for us, Dimitri. Spell it. So
Ittre.
It's in Belgium. That's all we have to know. What big city is it near in Belgium?
So we have Brussels. That's not far from it.
And Brussels, yeah. We know it's Brussels.
Antwerp. For you, it's not far because for us, it's too far. It's like 2 hours from us. But in 2 hours, we change country. Here.
Well, I don't have a jetpack to fly anywhere, so it's 2 hours for me, too.
Yeah.
Now, this man who is sitting next to you, smiling with joy and being so proud of you, is who now? Is that your dad?
Yeah, it's my father, yeah, okay. From Belgium.
Philip.
Hello, Don.
But your name is really Felipe, right?
No, it's Philip.
Philip.
Philip is more in the
Where did
Spanish
I get this
way.
Misinformation from?
It came in your head overnight.
Yes. I don't care. You can call me anything, you know.
Now, you've been to America before, right?
Yes, a couple of times, because to tell you the truth, his godfather He's an American, so...
Oh, really?
And yes, I met him years ago in Brazil, back in Brazil, and then we stayed in contact, and since then we're still in contact with his godfather, and I visited him a lot of time.
Now, here's something I never understood. You talk to most people in America, United States, they talk one language, and they don't do that well either, English. But you speak to people in Europe, and they always speak multiple languages. I mean, I took 6 years of Spanish. All I know is albondigas' meatballs.
Oh, my goodness.
2 years in college, 4 years in high school. Albondigas. That's the only word I can remember
in
Spanish.
Wow, that'll get you far.
Yeah, if I'm in an Italian restaurant, yeah. Right. That's owned by Spaniards.
But Tom, the reason may be because America is huge. A huge country with the same language, English.
But you probably, you think in English, don't you?
Not really, no.
You think
I don't know in what language I'm thinking, but...
Yeah, Belgium is French, right?
French, Dutch, and German.
Oh, my goodness. German. You know all those languages?
Yes, I do. For my job, I need them. But not everyone do know all these languages, but yes, I have to.
How do people know that?
It's impressive, isn't it? But they say people that are multilingual have quick recall of information, and how they process things is a little faster and more impressive.
I was impressed when the Pope said, I speak 15 languages. 15 languages? I can't even remember the names of 15 languages. And he speaks 15. I don't know how you keep this in your head.
Uh-huh.
And again, a lot of people in this country, their English is poor. So, well, this is very interesting. So now you got a high school graduate in your family. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I got a sister back at home and a little brother here, an old brother with Melissa. So yeah, it's really fun. I never had a brother, so to experience that and to
a 12-year-old, mind you. So.
Oh, the next year is the really bad age, 13.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's not a good age.
Sometimes the fight between each other is just like brotherhood. So really, we had so much fun and now it's like my brother. I consider like. My brother, and so, yeah, I think it's going to be for life, and I will never forget them, and that's amazing, yeah.
Okay, so after you goof off for the summer, in the fall, what do you plan to do?
It's really, I don't know, I still need to see, maybe accountant, I will see, really.
You want to go to college, or no?
I'm thinking of it, yeah, but it's still... I don't know.
Realize, Don, their education system is definitely of higher standard and a lot more rigorous than what we're accustomed to here. So I think he's enjoyed. This is actually more of a gap year for him here. He has already respectfully graduated from Belgium already. And then he decided to do high school and hold another year again.
Oh, this is your second graduation.
So yeah, here I came just for English, to learn English. So really when I got graduated the second time, I really didn't care.
I don't mean to embarrass you or anything here, but did that French accent really work you with the women, the girls in high school?
Yeah, it worked, but not for me, really. People loved it, but I really hated it. I was like, I need to get off of that, because every time I was just saying hello, everyone was like, are you from here? I'm like... I just with a hello.
Yeah, I'm from the south side of Kenosha. That's where the accent comes from.
Charming, isn't it? But he wanted to lose his French accent, but everybody was so drawn to him. And I'm young and old, so it wasn't just the girls where you were driving at, Don. We try not to think of that.
And we both have the curly hair going us. Yeah. You know, in high school, they always go, hey, Curly Tom, come here, Curly Tom. You know, made fun of me. I saw our high school reunion pictures. Most of those guys don't have hair anymore.
Yeah.
So who's got the last laugh?
Oh,
huh?
There you go.
Well, this is good. So an accountant, maybe? You want to deal with money? You want to embezzle? Yeah. Or what's going on?
Why not?
Why not?
Are we going to learn to do that? I don't know.
Yeah, because in Belgium, when you study, there are studies that it's really long and really hard to make money. And accountants is really more... you're sure to find a job and to make money really fast. So I don't know. I'm still figuring it out. But yeah, I think it's a way to see it for the moment. Yeah.
Don, young and old, we're always still trying to figure things out. So
my mother used to tell me, she said, this is what you want to do for a living? Do the disc jockey? This is what you're going to do? My mother lived till 92. She passed away a couple of years ago. She was still saying, are you sure this is what you want to do? I said, yeah, this is the end of the line. This is what we're doing here. She said, but, you know, your brother's a doctor. And, you know, no, she never pushed me. But she used to say that to me. This is it? This is the plan?
Well, we're grateful that it's your plan. You keep it lively here on the radio. Years.
Good voice.
But I started cleaning toilet bowls. Okay. And she said, this is what you... I said, no, I'm planning to graduate from toilet bowls to something else eventually. So you got your high school diploma?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Officially.
You didn't bring it with you?
Yeah, I didn't bring it. But
I needed proof.
Oh, okay. He was a good student.
No,
so.
Really, yeah. It wasn't hard to be a good student.
You know what my high school diploma is? I tell this story a lot. It's in a landfill somewhere. My mother, when she was moving from New York to Florida, was cleaning out the house. Just throwing everything out. She threw out my Beatles ticket stubs. She threw out my high school diploma. And when I said to her, how can you do that? She goes, if it was important to you, you would have taken it with you.
That's such a good
point. Thanks, Mom. Remember, I'm the one picking out the home for you.
So
be very careful. Well, this is just great. I saw you when you first came here were starting school.
That's right.
And so what did you learn about going to school in America? How different is it from Belgium?
It's really like there is a lot of differences and the level for... I mean, most of the time, we don't study a lot. We don't have to study so much. It's like really relaxed, and they don't try to put pressure on you, and they really care about you.
So, that's... which school did you go to? My high school.
That's right.
It is a lot different. Just from looking at my oldest is 31, and the education and how it's laid out now compared to what my 12-year-old is going through. And Dimitri had mentioned early on some of the curriculum that they were working with is curriculum he did when he was in the middle school. Mm. So a lot younger. And their tests are usually longhand. It's not multiple choice, and they're always having to study. So that's more of the Belgium education system compared to our education system.
Wow. You know, I was not a good student. I didn't study a lot. I got so grades. Somehow I wound up in the National Honor Society. My mother couldn't figure it out either. She even said, you sure Donald is you sure you got the right son? And she goes, yes, you do. So I was just never a good student, but you sound like you were a great student. I saw the pictures of you, all the sports and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Melissa just post everything. Now, what happened this past week? This was like a special, because I saw these photos on Facebook. You even set up a whole Facebook page.
Yes, because it's his farewell celebration for graduation. So we're all the people, being that his dad's in town, Dimitri just wants to show him as much as he can in this time. So why not have a celebration? And, you know, we got to keep that positivity up so I don't crash with sadness. So, but you know what's fascinating, Don? I think of as a mother with my child, leaving my house and just being hours away is so hard for me. I couldn't imagine with Philip having his son not knowing what Wisconsin looks like or where it's like here in America and what family he's going to be with. What are their rituals? So, you know, I often think about that, and I think I bond over that compassion that he must have for his son. And
let me ask you something, Philip.
Yes,
did you have a great year when having your son here? The nest is now empty. We can do what we want. Finally, we got him out of here. We hoodwinked somebody in America to take him for a year.
I eventually started partying, you know. No, to tell you the truth, I was really scared and I feared to lose my son like that, to make the big step to go to America, especially not knowing to whom he was going to. And I had Melissa on the phone several times, but you can't. I'm so grateful to Melissa. She was even more than a mother for him.
She took care of him.
She took more than care of him. Yeah. And with Kate, his half brother, it's amazing. Really, I was relieved and sad at the same time because he was away. But I really was relieved knowing that he was with Melissa, who was a great lady.
I picture the plane taking off with him as he went to America. And as he went into the cloud, you said, he's gone. Let's go. We can't see him. He's out of here. Let's go. Start the partying.
Unfortunately, it was not that.
I know. Well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. A lot of people don't get this opportunity. I mean, I traveled over to Israel once and the Netherlands because we had a relative in the Netherlands, and I couldn't speak the language, and I was just you know, people are staring at me because I'd stare back at them after they talk to me. I know what you're saying. And Americans seem to think if you speak slowly enough, they'll understand you, which is just wrong thinking because it doesn't work like that. Well, thank you for coming in. I wanted to meet you. I wanted to meet the dad of this bright young man who's got a great future ahead of him. And I got to say something to you. Turn that mic around a second here. Be good. Behave yourself.
There'll be no problem.
Make us all proud. I know you're going to do that. I know you're going to make everybody proud.
Yeah, no, really.
And I want to hear updates. You're going to get updates?
Oh, goodness. Mm. Yeah. He's not getting away.
We're going to hear updates. If you ever come back again, this room right here, okay? We want an update on you. Got a girl waiting for you back in Belgium?
Oh, Dan, the pressure.
No. It would be too long.
Inquiring minds want to know.
We've got the parents who are like.
Well, I didn't say he's doing anything wrong. I just said you have a girl waiting for you.
No, it's too long. 1 year, who would wait
what,
1 year?
Is yeah, like, eh. What woman should wait around? Yeah.
I don't know.
No. But you know what is a good plug? This was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for many students that come through the foreign exchange program. This is the time they're recruiting. So if any listeners want to partake in foreign exchange programs, the one that Dimitri comes from is the Nacel Open Door, NACEL. But there's other ones. I think the Rotary Club has it. I know that the Racine Sister City tends to try to place some students for a short period of time. And AFS, American Field Studies, Services. So there is some great opportunity. I probably won't be doing it for the next year, but I'm looking into the foster care system, so the viewers, if they want to tune in to the county board on July 9th, if that's a Tuesday, or July 8th, whatever the Tuesday is around there, at 6:30, we're going to have a presentation for Racine County's foster care system. So they're looking for foster parents, and also families that would provide respite for those who are housing some of the foster kids.
Well, I'm glad you're doing this because I don't have time. I'm watching Dateline reruns. I don't have time. True crime reruns.
Well, thanks for giving us the platform, the stage to highlight it.
Well, you know, you're always welcome here.
Oh, thank you.
Just show up at the door. I'll let you in.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right. You just talk to me out there. He's got this speaker system now. So, yeah.
Philip, thank you very much.
You're welcome. No,
I'm very glad I got to meet you. Dimitri, you're gonna make everybody proud. I know you will.
Thank
you, guys.
Thank you for receiving that.
Just sit there. Don't move yet. All right. Just a quick reminder, we have our Scani Summer Text to Win contest from Civic Media and WRJN. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. And look for WRJN on the app. Really easy to do. Wherever you get your app, go to the App Store. You'll find it there. It takes about 3 seconds to download Civic Media app. Look for WRJN. Text that keyword family this hour. Family. Text that keyword. Didn't I spell it? F-A-M-I-L-Y. You should see some of the spellings of these words when they send them in. Family. That's the keyword this hour. And we're playing for some club-level seats to see the Brewers in action at AmFam Field. Also, you'll be in the running for a getaway to Door County and the Dells. So text the keyword family, all right? Time for the rest of the story from Paul Harvey, sponsored daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Paul coming up in just 30 seconds.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
The rest of the story. It was a balcony is what it was. Little more than a railed rooftop platform, really, from which the wife of a seaman, long overdue in port, would faithfully gaze out over the dark and deep awaiting his return, often in vain. So the builders of seaside New England homes came to call that desolate little balcony the widow's walk. An apt metaphor, is it not, for the forlorn vigilance, the hopeless hope of the ones left behind. Ones like the widow Custis. She was a teenager when Daniel, more than a decade older than she, came courting. Offspring of 18th century colonial Virginia, both were heirs to plantation fortunes. Daniel's by far the greater. In fact, his father, distressed by the imbalance of prestige between Daniel and his darling, long resisted that alliance. He eventually relented, however, and the couple were married and had four children. Could they, amid such happiness, have imagined the death of their firstborn in 1754, of their second child 3 years later, and of husband Daniel himself 3 months after that? And so did the widow Custis, at the otherwise tender age of 25, join her sisters in spirit on that balcony overlooking the sea. As did the widow Todd. Despite her serious-minded Quaker upbringing, she grew into a warm and engaging and even humorous young woman. John Todd was a wealthy lawyer and a Quaker as well. They were married January 1790. The 21-year-old bride, over the following 3 years, would give birth to two sons. Then in the autumn of 1793, the historic yellow fever epidemic struck Philadelphia. At John's insistence, his wife fled the city with their two small children while he remained attending to his practice. October 24, having contracted the disease, John succumbed. Before the plague had subsided, their infant son would die also. Just another lonely step on the widow's walk. The widow Galt, G-A-L-T, took that step also. She and Norman courted 4 years before marrying in 1896. 7 more years would pass before their one and only child, a son, was born, only to die a few days later. And then Norman passed away suddenly in 1908. The entire Galt family was in the jewelry business, tremendously successful at it, and thus did the widow Galt inherit her prosperity and her profession, staying personally involved in the jewelry operation for many years to come. Once upon their times were three widows: the widow Custis, alone at 25, the widow Todd, at 25 also, the widow Galt at age 35, each left to deal with emotions and responsibilities and challenges formidable for any woman of any era. But they kept on keeping on and eventually, bravely, marched into the annals of American history. For the widow Galt remarried a man named Woodrow Wilson. The widow Todd remarried a man named James Madison. The widow Custis remarried a man named George Washington. Three second husbands who made them first ladies. All your life you've heard the names Edith Wilson, Dolly Madison, Martha Washington. But only now do you know the rest of the...
Got another rest of the story with Paul Harvey coming up with Dan Marcus, 12:05 this afternoon at WRJN. It's 7:31. Let's find out what's going on in the world today. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Of the 8 counties in southeastern Wisconsin, Racine County saw the greatest growth in home sales in May. Racine County was a bright spot in the region, posting a double-digit increase in home sales compared to last year. Kenosha County sales went the other way, declining by nearly 12%. Listings in Racine dipped while Kenosha saw a slight uptick in available homes. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says despite the differing trends, both counties remain seller's markets, with tight inventory and prices continuing to go up. A new state grant will help protect and restore Lake Michigan's shoreline in Racine, Kenosha, Ozaukee, and Milwaukee counties. The state is sending just over $280,000 to the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. They plan on using LIDAR equipment to collect high-resolution elevation data and to conduct biological inventories. The project aims to assess erosion, restore ecosystems, and boost coastal resilience across the region. The water was turned on this week at a new splash pad in Kenosha. Kenosha's New Horizon Park splash pad is now open on 112th Avenue in a neighborhood just west of Whitecaps. It's open from 10 until dusk through September. The city of Kenosha has two other splash pads, one down by the marina, the other at Schulte Park on the south side. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Yeah, the cool, wet weather Wisconsin's been experiencing, causing a couple issues with our winter wheat. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension Small Grain Specialist, keeping an eye on the situation. He said Wisconsin farms need to be scouting those winter wheat fields now.
I know there are some reports of stripe rust out there, and most of the applications that are targeting 4-fusarium head blight or scab will also control that as well. Just check the labels. But, you know, southern Wisconsin, if you drive around the wheat fields, you can see most of those fields have already been sprayed. But as we start moving north into, like, Door County, Green Bay area, where we grow a lot of winter wheats, I think farmers should really focus on that. And given the weather we've had right now, the heavy dews, the high humidity, I mean, I think spraying for fusarium head blight or scab should be automatic this year. It should be a no-brainer.
Advice from Dr. Sean Conley, our University Extension Small Grain Specialist. Well, as we get started on a Thursday morning, looking at a new Wisconsin State FFA officer team and looking at Red Ink in Chicago. Both updates are next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Classic Green Reunion comes to Wisconsin June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. This year's event showcases Model B and industrial tractors, Waterloo Boy engines, and even drills. Come for the tractors and equipment and stay for the tours, vendors, camaraderie, and a good old-fashioned Wisconsin fish fry. To see event details or to register for tours, visit classicgreen.org. The Classic Green Reunion, June 12th through the 14th in West Bend. See you there.
Congratulations to our new state FFA officer team, including Harley Prill from Bloomer, Danielle Ducum from Stanley Boyd, Corbin Weber from Cochrane Fountain City, Ava Ford from Prairie du Chien, Sam Mell from DeForest, Brooke Lutke from Partyville, Parker Smith from Loyal, Evan Retzloff from New London, Leighton Sabisky from Berlin, and Max Lutke from Beaver Dam. We'll find out who the new FFA president is later today. Barrel cheese was down a half yesterday at 185 and a half. 40-pound block cheese dropped 2 cents at 186. AA butter was up 2 and a half, 253 a bushel. This morning, December corn's unchanged. November beans are down 3 at 1026. July wheat down 3 at 531. I'm Pam Yonke.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 67 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, dropping to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers or a thunder shower by late afternoon, and a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
So, I hate taking airplanes, you know, because I always try to sleep on airplanes, but I can never get any sleep because the captain is always interrupting my sleep with those stupid facts. So, I was like,
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We're about 9,000 1,000 miles from our destination. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Today, I'm using a non-dairy creamer. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I forgot.
There you go. The Turtles, You Baby, 741 Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest from Civic Media and WRJN, our statewide contest. Here's what I want you to do. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already this hour. Look for WRJN on the list of radio stations and text the keyword family. Family, that's our word this hour. We're playing for club-level brewer tickets, and also you'll be in the running for the summer getaway to Door County, or the Dells. So it should be some nice prizes there. But you got to first text that keyword to us. The keyword is family. Download the app, Civic Media app. Look for WRJN and text the keyword family. Family, up until 8 o'clock to do it. Then we have another one at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., and tomorrow's the last day for it. So getting in on the running. And by the way, if you've entered any time, you'll be in the running for the getaways, all right? So that doesn't matter if you say, oh, I forgot to enter today. No, if you entered yesterday or last week, you're still in the running for the getaways. That should be good, all right? A random poll asks 7,000 people. Interesting question. The last time a bee stung you, do you think it was justified? Do you think the bee was in the right? Surprisingly enough, 49% of people said yes, the stinging was justified. The bee was correct in stinging me. 51% of people said it wasn't. I got to guess that most of the time a bee stings you, you were doing something to annoy that bee. That's the only thing I could think of. The only time I think I got stung, I wasn't dressed yet. My dog had to go out, so I just kind of put the leash outside the door and held on to the leash, and a bee landed on my hand and stung me while I was walking the dog. Here come the Grassroots now.
All of the lonely nights waiting for you to come, longing to hold you tight. I need you so desperately, waiting for you to come, bringing your love to me. But I wait a million years, walk a million miles, cry a million tears.
local news, 10 Less Hits at WRJN with the Grassroots on your Thursday morning. Hey, WRJN welcomes Racine Harbor Fest back to Rock the Lakefront. It starts tomorrow, June 13th, and wraps up on Saturday, June 14th. Live music from 9 bands, including a foreign tribute band. Feels like the first time. That's Friday night, Bella Kane on Saturday night. See all the details at RacineHarborFest.com. Be sure to stop by, say hello to our crew. We will be out there. I'll be out there Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Should have a good time. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been out of the house since, I don't know, since before COVID. It's been a while. All right. How'd you like to spend your retirement years at this place? A man was at a bus stop, and he saw an ad for a new senior care home called Skeleton Court. Turns out the place is actually called Skeleton Court, but they had to apologize. An unfortunate typo. How unfortunate. Skeleton Court. Yeah. All right, 7:46, local news. Timeless is WRJ and Sweet Pea. Here's Tommy Rowe. Sweet Pea, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN 748. Time for Pete with the Beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Summer blockbuster season rolls on this weekend with some great options if you are headed to the theater. The highly anticipated live-action version of How to Train Your Dragon opens this weekend and has a very solid 82% on Rotten Tomatoes when it comes to critics. This is the fourth installment of the franchise, but the previous films have all been animated. Materialists is the latest material from Studio A24. The rom-com stars Pedro Pascal as a New York City matchmaker caught in a love triangle. The film is drawing an 87% on Rotten Tomatoes. Science fiction drama The Life of Chuck opens wide this weekend. The film is reviewing well and based on a short story by Stephen King. And if you're in the mood for a Western, check out The Unholy Trinity. The film stars Samuel Jackson and Pierce Brosnan, but has not been reviewed yet. My assumption would be lots of good gunfights, decent acting, cheesy dialogue, and a pretty bad story, as it has not been made available to critics yet. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right, here's your final chance to get in this hour for the Civic Media WRGN Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest. That's a mouthful, huh? And here it is. Download the Civic Media app. You got 10 minutes to get this done this hour. Download the Civic Media app. Takes a couple of seconds wherever you get your apps from. And look for WRJN on the list of radio stations. Text the keyword FAMILY. Family. That's the keyword, family. Text that to me. Get it in before 8 o'clock, and you will be eligible for those Brewer Club-level seats. Also, the getaways to the Dells and Door County. Family. Text that keyword to us right away, all right? 7:50, local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
This Father's Day, start the morning right with hot coffee, fresh donuts, and dad by your side. It's Donuts with Dad at Just Brew It in Union Grove from 8 till noon while supplies last. Enjoy delicious donuts, fresh brewed coffee, and quality time with the guy who's always been there. Start a new family tradition. Bring dad, bring the family, and make this Father's Day one to remember. Fresh, local, timeless. Just Brew It. Donuts with Dad. This Father's Day from 8 till noon in downtown Union Grove.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Four Saints Family Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the St. Rita Grounds, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for.
Hot weather is on the way, so make sure that you're cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling today to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, just $59, and the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that you're in tip-top shape for the hot weather ahead. They're your one-stop shop. Call them today at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001. Or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Don't miss an extra special Bryce Terang Platinum Glove Brewers Bobblehead Giveaway on July 26th, courtesy of Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. The first 25,000 fans through the gates will collect the bobble. Get your seats now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Summer, summer, summer.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
WRJN remembers Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Singer, songwriter, producer, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 1988. Inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, 2000. Let's get back together and do it again. Ooh. WRJN, saluting Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, dead at the age of 82.
dance, dance. The Beach Boys. Local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. It's 7:56. All right. This is one way to make sure your employer feels your absence after they let you go. A 25-year-old sales and marketing pro printed out a ton of images of herself and put those little speech bubbles above her where she had various sayings. Now, she stuck them everywhere in the office before she left to show that she'd never actually leave. The best part is she numbered them all, and she skipped some numbers on purpose so they would think, ah, we didn't find them all. We're missing these numbers. And that's the way she went out, with a giant flame, yeah. All right, 7:56, local news, timeless hits. Looking for sunshine today right now. Cloudy for 59 here at Radio Park with Dusty.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms. Show him that you care. Show him that you care just for him. And do the things he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him. Cause you won't get him thinking and praying, wishing and hoping. Just wishing and hoping and thinking and praying.
Wishing and hoping. Local news. Timeless hits. WRJN. So how fun would it be to quiz your boss on this and then grade their answers? Do you think your boss actually understands what you do in a typical day? Almost half the people in a survey said no. 44% of employees said they've been overlooked for raises, promotions, and special projects because management has no clue to what they even do. I don't think the management here knows what I do. They think I sit around, play music, and talk on the radio. That's what they think I do. I do a lot more than that. They don't know that, though. It's 8 o'clock on the nose. Let's check our news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Crews putting out the fires from an Air India plane that crashed this morning just after takeoff for London's Gatwick Airport. The airline says there were 242 people on board. The Ahmedabad Police Commissioner says it appears there are no survivors. Correspondent Ramy Innocencio.
The plane appeared to have crashed into what seemed to be apartment blocks. In some social media video, we saw laundry hanging from some balconies. And the tail, or at least a portion of the tail resting on the top of what we have also verified as a hospital.
Rescuers say they've found dozens of bodies. The U.S. is pulling some non-essential personnel from the Middle East over fears of a new conflict. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Multiple sources tell CBS News U.S. officials have been told Israel is fully ready to launch an operation against Iran. In response, sources say the U.S. anticipates Iran could retaliate against certain American sites in